This is Hard Feelings, a podcast for people who take things to heart with Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey, everybody. This is Kevin James Ryan, and you are tuned in to the Hard Feelings Podcast. Ooh. This week, we are coming
on location.
On location and deep cover down here in Madison.
Getting weird in the park, folks.
Oh, buddy, we're in the middle of Madison Square Park right next to Shake Shack. I can smell. I'm going to lose you in 10 minutes.
Smell the onions gorilling.
That sinister laugh that you all hear is my cohort, my partner in polka dot today.
It's a nice shirt.
Yeah, okay. I'd be buried in that thing.
Won the bowling championship.
You know him, you love him. Give it up for the one, the only, Mr. Husky, Hank Foley, everybody.
Oh, Kevin, thank you, buddy. I got to tell you, lovely accommodations out here. Thanks for having me. Yeah. Out here in Madison Square Park, fucking beautiful scenery.
Yeah.
On location.
On location. So I want to do a quick little, disclaimer. Everything sounds fine on the recording and everything. I got the cans in and everything sounds okay. But yeah, it's
going to be a nice ambiance.
I think it is.
You're
too.
You're going to be able to tell that we're outside. It's a beautiful night in New York City. Why wouldn't we?
Of course. I'm going to try to just turn a little bit to get away from that wind. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe not. All right.
What do I smell?
I'm downwind from the big man.
Those aren't burgers.
Let me tell you, it ain't good.
Is it Shake Shack or the burgers he has in his pocket?
Grab two on the way in.
A couple of walkers.
Buddy.
Yeah, we had a big week. I haven't seen you in a while, right?
This is a routine every time. I don't see anybody. I'm out there losing it.
Yeah, but
I'm tanking out here.
You're telling me, man.
It got worse. The anxiety all came back. All that bullshit from last week. That's all out the door.
Dude.
I'm losing it.
Trust me. You got hard feelings this week?
I got a lot of hard feelings, man. A lot of hard feelings. Betrayals in my life.
Uh-oh. Dun, dun, dun.
All right, here's the deal. So we go... we live out there in Astoria. It's a classy operation. We like to get up on Saturday, Kippy. We go to the supermarket. We
get breakfast. I talked to you Saturday morning, actually. Very early when I was on my way to JFK.
Oh, that's right.
Remember?
Yeah.
Like 7, 6 a.m.?
I forgot that she split town.
She split town. I went to Alabama. I'm back. The whole thing's kooky.
Oh, my God.
There was rattlesnakes in the road. I'm all...
What?
Oh, buddy, it's lawless down there.
Ian was there?
Couple of rattlers. Fucking no way, Jose.
All right,
continue.
So listen.
I got some heavy heart. I got crying at Terminal B feelings.
Oh, I just got food heart feelings.
What else is new?
I told him medium rare. You don't just overcook a hamburger.
Dude, you do it on purpose. That motherfucker didn't like me from Jump Street. He didn't like me from when he dropped the waters. buddy, I get the worst restaurant experience I've had, I think, ever. Or of least that I can remember.
Well, let me tell you what this one hurts. This is personal. Okay? So we've been living there over a year now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we go to the fucking trade fair on 30th Ave.
Boom.
All right. We love it. Always outside on Saturday and Sunday morning. An old tamale lady. You know what a tamale is?
Tamale.
You know what a tamale is? Like for real? Like a real New York tamale?
No.
You don't?
You pressure me that you want to hold this over my head so you don't know.
You got no culture.
No culture. You haven't left the zip code.
You know what's funny? Now that I'm thinking of it, I have no idea how to describe it.
Yeah, what is it?
It's like a corn.
Oh, good job. next on Douchebag Cooking Corner with H. Foley, everybody.
It's like a soft fucking thing wrapped in a banana leaf.
Oh, keep going, Anthony Bourdain.
Hey, God rest his soul.
Oh, that guy. He knew his way around a tamale.
Oh, baby. Hardcore.
But hold it, that one hit home. No celebrity deaths never hit me.
Sucks.
That one hit me really hard because I started traveling a lot over the past couple of years.
And you always feel like you're him,
dude. 100. I don't want to go to the cool. Get me in a bar with some locals doing shots, eating the
cold cans of beer, dude, some weird sandwich.
Yeah,
got a little tongue on it.
Some guy that's laughing too much. It's making you uneasy. You know what I mean? And I'm watching all those. It fucking literally changed the last few years of my life.
We go to the Chicharroni's place up in the Bronx because of him.
Hey, watch your language. We're in public, Foley. We're not on the 17th floor. We're out of here. We can get touched. You know what I mean?
I got no hard feelings about the Chicharroni. I'll tell you that. So anyway, this kind of goes in with that.
All right.
All right. So we find this tamale lady. She has like a little shopping cart.
Tamales!
She sells them out of a cooler.
Do you know that?
No.
You don't know that?
What is this, some fucking super bad reference?
No.
Listen, you millennial piece of shit. It's, I'm in the middle of heartbreak here.
It's the one. It's the only. It's, geez, we're getting ran up on by a bunch of tourists. It's the one. It's Seinfeld. It's the cockfight episode when he's going, Jerry, and then it gets to George. Like,
oh,
we're
yeah,
going,
tamale.
Little Jerry. Then it gets to George, tamale.
All right. It's a cute reference, but we're sidetracking the story.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can we focus here?
Oh, like this tamale.
I got hard feelings.
You think this tamale bit's got legs? You're gonna be.
This thing's going to have its own show in a week. What are you talking about?
You're going to be punched out in 2 minutes, man.
Listen, we love her. All right, it's cheap. We get
you don't
a
even
couple,
know her name.
Old lady.
Rosa.
Yeah, Rosa. Oh. Old tamale lady. That's what we call her. Anyway, we've been going to her for a while.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Go up there this Saturday. All right. Now, there's usually a younger girl with her. All right, but she's there by herself. She knows us.
Okay.
So there's no fucking misunderstandings here. She knows us. Mm-hmm. I know enough Spanish that I can communicate with her. So I go up to her and I say, hey, we're going to get 2 chicken tamales.
Okay.
All right, now there's
pollo tamales.
There's 2 igloo coolers.
Mm-hmm.
One usually has the little ones, and the other one has the big ones. You can get the big ones.
Okay.
All right? But this time it was a little different.
Mucho grande.
So she goes to the one cooler, and she pulls out like 6 in a pack. And like there was just something about, they looked beat up.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
They were day old. Yeah,
dude, listen. Dude, fucking this is betrayal.
Yeah.
So we only wanted 2. Normally we do get like 5 or 6. So she goes into the fucking the bargain bin and pulls out a sixer from last Thursday.
Everything must go.
And yeah, and I'm like,
give it to the gringo.
And she's like showing them to me and opening them. I'm like, nah, and there's like grease dripping from them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, for a second, I was like, what the fuck's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
And then as that was happening, the daughter walked up, or the younger lady, and she's like, nah, she's like, what do you need? And fucking went to the other cooler and pulled out 2 fresh ones.
Gave you the goods.
The fucking tamale lady tried to screw me.
Yeah, well, she's trying to peddle the fucking the day olds off on you.
To me, I'm a fucking.
It doesn't.
I'm an OG.
It affects her body. She needs to get rid of them. And quite
frankly, she's not doing that to the other Spanish people.
Yeah,
that
because
come
they
by.
Can be like, no, give me the other ones. You're just
that's
going.
Exactly what I did.
You're just going. Oh, go, but por favor, fucking tamale
salsa, please.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally get that. That sucks, but
it's a fucking heartbreaker, man.
So you're gonna go back or no?
No, I'm done.
You're gonna
I'm not going
it's
back.
Because
I can't do it. Those little things like that. Those little like you know.
Yeah, but you're gonna
you
be in the gym. But you forget those things, and then in fucking 5-6 weeks, you're gonna be like, ah, let's go. That was a fluke. We've been there 100 times. One time, and then you're gonna go. And it's never gonna be the same.
I know.
It's never gonna be the same.
It fucking hurts. I can't go to this one Indian place because we found a little worm in the chicken.
What?
Yeah.
A worm?
Yeah, like a little worm in the chicken breast.
What do you mean?
Like, what do you mean? What do I mean?
Like a worm, like a vein.
Huh?
There's
no,
like,
it looked like a little worm.
Yeah, it's a vein.
No, it wasn't a vein. I'm telling you. I know veins. You kidding me?
I had 2 for dinner last night.
I got a vein guy right now. What do you mean?
I'll get you a 6-pack of veins if you need them.
You want an artery? I'll get you a fucking artery here in 10 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's I don't even know how to respond. Oh, worm? Would you? I would have lost it.
Nah, you just finish up and you leave. What am I gonna fucking write a
Yelp
review?
Was it in the chicken or was it like in the sauce?
No, it was in the chicken.
Like, what do you mean?
He wasn't alive. He was inside the fucking piece of meat.
I'm
they
not...
get worms. Chicken gets worms sometimes. Everything gets worms.
Yeah,
I've had them.
So is your butthole. I've been drinking out of the toilet again.
Oh man, you ever see that on a dog?
Oh yeah,
the dog has. Wait, why?
What do you mean, why?
You never had a dog?
I've had dogs my whole life.
Oh, have you? All right. So you just go around looking
rusty
at the neighbors.
Patches number 2, patches number 3.
What, they didn't want to tell you?
Dude, there's been about 15 patches of Ryan's.
Same social security number?
Oh, yeah.
I know, you're scammed.
A couple of them had the cones on their head for a while. Well, those guys were bad news.
Sitting back collecting some mailman job.
Yeah. He's got a no-show job for the Bennies. My dogs were no joke.
Now listen.
English Springer Spaniels. Nice dog.
That sounds like a beat dog. Golden Retrievers, that's the way you go. English Springer Spaniel. Hey, get the fuck out of here. Some floppy-eared dog walking around.
Your family is the Golden Retriever of humans, just dumb and hairy.
We always get mutts.
Yeah.
Nah, we want a lot mixed.
You got one ear.
Want a big
fucking the other one's eating his shit.
Listen, I haven't seen you in a long time.
It's been a long time.
And it's funny because when you were when you were dropping her off at the airport on Saturday, mm-hmm. I had something going on. My fucking brain's been scrambled eggs all week.
Yeah.
And I never even really addressed. I honestly, first time ever, feel like a bad friend.
I thought about that today. I thought about it today. I was like, we didn't. One, we didn't see each other. I was fucking on the move.
But I saw you last night. We did a show together.
Yeah, that was like a showcase. So there was like steaks on. Like it wasn't like
that.
A fucking
just shows you the pace.
Normal
man.
Hang.
We're fucking. I feel like such a loot. Like
I know.
I just feel like it. Like I feel like I'm just juggling. Like you know, like not like just being fake to everybody. Hey, how are you? Good to see you. But mm-hmm. meanwhile, I'm fucking in my head. I'm like,
psycho. I know. So,
but
for the listeners, my girlfriend, you know, she's German and she's been living here for the last 6 months and we got a place together and the whole shebang.
Ice got her. Bottom line, it was a raid early this morning.
I blame the tamale lady. She had the drop on us.
Go talk to Kippy.
Kippy's got the German. she was going home.
Was always planned.
It was always planned. Like she had before she came. She like this.
I think most of the listeners by now know your whirlwind romance
story. But this is growing all the time. You know, we have new listeners and stuff like that. So
she moved here for 6 months.
She moved here for 6 months. We lived together.
But you got a year lease.
I got a year lease. So Kippy's stuck with that nut at the end of every month. Oh my God. Well, that's another thing. So we listed it on Airbnb.
In Germany.
we listed it on Airbnb for like, because I got a good amount of road work coming up this summer, which works good because like, so me and you, we're going to AC and then we're going to Philly.
If you don't get tickets for so fucking the Philly Comedy Club on June 22nd.
You're going to cut off my heartbreaking story to plug a fucking
show. You got
to
pay for the fucking apartment. I'm doing you a favor.
You Airbnb it out. That way I'm making $100 a night when I'm not even there. So I'm making an extra $300 on the gig.
What am I looking at? What do you mean? That should be under the fucking Hard Feelings Two City Tour umbrella.
No, that's under Kevin Ryan Inc.
That's like Kushner and Ivanka Trump. You see what they were pulling in last year?
$82 million or something. Fuck out of here.
On the low.
You think that's all on the up and up? No way. You can't make more than $4 million legally.
They got that doing school fundraisers.
Yeah, you can't make more than $4 million morally a year.
Really? Is that true?
That's my guess. It's got to be in and around there.
I can't make $20,000 morally, I'll tell you that.
You can't make $20,000 in your lifetime morally. So we set this up. I'll get back to the airport.
Oh,
yeah, but so we set up this Airbnb, and the second you put it up, it's fucking, I turn into...
Did you set up the Airbnb for, like, now? Like, this weekend, or, like, are you
no,
still
going to
live
go
there?
Away next weekend.
Oh, you just lined when I'm it up away. For next weekend, all right.
Yeah, so I go away, someone comes in, gives me $100 a night. I'm not there. It doesn't
matter.
Let
me ask you this. Why wouldn't you move back to your own place and just rent that fucking place out?
Because I have all my shit in it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, so she's
rooting through your undies and all that stuff.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Did she leave a couple of things behind?
Yeah.
Ouch.
But I have like, she left a lot of stuff behind. But I have,
half the rent.
Yeah. She better have. June's paying
for it. Alvita Zane, I believe the term is.
No, so... Dude, just Airbnb, you just immediately turn into a fucking the front desk lady at a Hilton. Dude, people are like, hey, do you have breakfast? What's the view like? Do you have AC?
Do you have breakfast?
Dude's just fucking, I'm like, I can't do this shit. I didn't sign up for this. Fucking, do you have towels? What kind of sheets are, how many pillows? Is there extra pillows?
Listen.
What am I, an asshole? Maybe, take the place or not, I don't give a
maybe
fuck.
Maybe I'm old school. I would never stay at a fucking Airbnb or want to get involved in that world.
It's great.
I don't know how you do it. The hotel is great.
Yeah, and it's so fucking expensive.
How much cheaper? Is it?
Dude, a hotel in New York? Fucking $200 a night, easily.
You're getting kippies for $100. The extra $100's worth the comfort.
Yeah, but you have a whole fuck. What do you mean?
You're living in somebody else's house.
Yeah, but it's not like viewed like. You're not living there. How many people you think stay in a hotel?
Yeah, but they clean it and it's nice.
I clean it.
It's
not, you think they're changing that bedspread every day?
Yeah.
No.
Come on.
Hey, have you ever seen bedspreads on the cart? No. All right, fatso. Those fucking things stay on for months.
That's true. I've never seen a little Febreze.
Yeah.
How much are you doing the laundry?
I'm doing
a lot. Not that you can say contractually. Well, I don't want to get you in trouble.
I don't know Airbnb's terms and regulations. No, but whatever. So, yeah, so I got to drop her off at the airport on Friday. So we're recording this on Tuesday, so it's only been a couple of days.
I know. I'm sorry I didn't.
No, it's okay, buddy. It only hit me today. I've been in a fucking whirlwind. I don't even know what day it is.
Right?
I took 4 flights in 18 hours. Fucking stick and move. Went down, got the paycheck, crushed, buried the headliner. Come back on a fucking puddle hopper.
Thank you, Alabama. Puddle hopper.
Puddle jumper.
Puddle jumper. Heard of my stripes jumping puddles. Hey, well, we all did it.
So
catch me if you can. Check it out.
So I... So we go to the airport. I got to rent the car. I got to rent a...
Is there anything on paper about when the comeback
is? Not on paper, no.
But the comeback could be like... Like, legally, she's allowed to go home for like a week and then come back.
Not really. No, that's not.
How long are you supposed to stay?
It's supposed to be 6 months a year.
6 months a year?
Yeah, you're allowed 6 months a year. You're not allowed to just fucking stay here for 5 years.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? But... So, yeah, there's nothing on paper. We don't know. We know that there's some sort of future. We just don't know exactly what. There's a lot of stuff with work and
any pullback? Do you want to talk about this?
What do you mean?
Was there, I don't know, was there any, do you feel a little bit more distance than before? Or do you still feel like everything's moving forward?
I feel like everything's moving forward, okay. For sure. Well,
all right, that's good then.
So, I was like...
Otherwise, this wouldn't have been a real bummer.
No. Yikes. Cut it. Get me two burgers over there, Shake Shack. So... I gotta rent the fucking, what is the car share. Get the car share for a couple hours. It's Friday afternoon. Get the car share at 5, try to hit the road at 5:30.
Now, where are you going? JFK?
JFK. And everything was fine till we hit the Van Wyck.
That's a nightmare.
Dude, the Van Wyck is a fucking parking lot, even at 3 in the morning. Fuck that thing.
It's fucking Beijing down there.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So we get there. Everything's good. We're on time. Fucking everything's good. And I'm fighting. My emotions are like...
You're sad she's leaving.
It's the thing that I do. I never put myself there.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I'm just like, well, we'll deal with that the minute it happens. And I'm not thinking about it until then. You know what I mean?
So, as soon as the goodbye comes.
So I know it's there. And it's just like, imagine like it's just being held back by like a sheet. Like you can see what's going on in the other room, but
buddy,
you're like.
Know it all too well.
Yeah, so.
You can see it going on in the other room.
You know what
room.
I mean? Like you know it's there, but it's just like you don't see it. You know what I mean?
Like the one aunt nobody talks to?
Yeah.
Don't talk to Betty.
There's just a thin sheep. Like, so I'm like, okay. So we get there, and so we go to check-in. So she's got a bunch of shit. She's got a laptop bag. She's got her purse, and she's got a carry-on, right?
It's not a lot of shit for 6 months, to be
honest with
you.
And two huge bags that she's checking.
Should have waited for the end of the story.
Yeah. And so you can – the personal items can be a laptop. You're allowed a carry-on and, like – it's kind of vague, like one or two personal items. But she's flying Singapore Air, which is one of the best.
What?
Yeah.
Singapore Air?
I've flown Singapore.
To Germany?
Yeah. Well, it's a stopover for Singapore.
I got
to
get out of the house more. I don't know what's going
Singapore,
on.
Singapore, they got airplanes over there? Woo. They're doing pretty good for themselves. Yeah, so Frankfurt is a stop for... You can't make it all the way to Singapore, so they have to stop at Frankfurt. Refuel, they stretch their legs.
I saw like a 24-hour map of the flights that are going on. It literally looks like we look like insects.
Oh, it's crazy.
Just how much it's
all going.
We were
looking, there's 20,000 flights a day in Europe alone.
Coming in, coming out, everybody spreading around.
Yeah.
Doing all kinds of weird shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking creepy.
So we get there and I'm like, I'm on edge. You got to park.
She crying already?
A couple days leading up, she's, you know, tearing up at times and whatever. When we're, like, packing and cleaning and, you know, like, hey, do you want to leave this? Do you want to take
this? Find your old shirt or something like that.
Yeah.
Pair of your boxers.
Use condoms under the... Oh, who's are these?
One of your Kippies 22s.
Yeah. So...
little guys.
We... a couple of pea shooters.
Nobody's showing off here, huh? Keeping it right down the alley.
Utility player, you know what I mean?
Need a hit, the kid will get in.
I'm not playing cleanup, but I'll get on base.
The most walks in the league.
Yeah.
Been hit by more pitches. What about that? Can I ask you about that? Did you guys hook up one last time before you left?
Yeah.
Is that too high school?
No, we did.
All right. I was thinking if that's a quick visit, that's got to be a long-lasting impression.
What?
You know, you go in there, all of a sudden.
Oh, I mean, she's used to it at this point.
The short game.
Wicky, wicky.
Quarter only gets you so far.
Sometimes she's not even there. I'm just she gets up to turn the lights off, and I'm done.
You're sleeping.
She turns around. I got a cig lit. Fucking those. All right, but so we get there. Now I know it's that sheet. It's that thin sheets holding all these things. All this is holding the tears back, and I know it's going to go. And I'm just like, this isn't good.
It's weird for me to deal with you on an emotional level.
Yeah,
this is all.
Yeah. But I mean, this is understandable. It's not like I'm crying because I fucking,
but
you know,
this
I dropped my lunch or something.
This definitely isn't a turn on for me, I'll tell you that.
I'm sorry. Well, I didn't know you were going to take a run at me later.
This guy's got emotions.
We got a couple more fries over here. So We... Yeah, the helicopters are fucking coming after me.
That's the way you get it, baby. I think it's going to come out and sound really nice, I hope.
No, it sounds great on this.
It feels great out here. How the fuck do you not live here?
I know.
We're sitting in fucking Madison Square Park right now.
The trees fucking, people.
The lights are lit up. Fucking
got the burger
skyline.
Burger smell wafting
yeah,
over.
Yeah, the kids are all having burgers.
I think you're going to have a couple on the way out of here. You got a couple of shekels.
You guys throwing anything out?
Guys, can we start a Patreon right now so I can get a couple of burgers before we leave here? But so we get there. Now I'm like, this isn't good. Like, I know it's gonna be bad. The last time she left, after we did like the 6-7 week thing, I was a mess then. So, because I don't deal with it, I don't even think about it, I don't process it. I just,
you're psycho.
It all comes, yeah, of course, psycho. It all just comes out in that moment. So,
psycho is what.
Yeah, I'm a little.
They would call it crazy.
Yeah. So
psycho.
We get there and we go to check in, and I'm like, all right. And plus, I'm at the airport. It's a schedule. I'm very time, or I'm like, let's go. Ba 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 ba. You know. So we get there, and now everything's packed to the fucking rafters, and there's weight limits on everything, but she doesn't think there's going to be a weight limit.
Is that a shot at me?
No, all the good airlines like Singapore and KLM and Lufthansa and stuff.
A weight limit on what?
Your
the
carry
bags?
Your carry and the other bags too, because you can't have a fucking 400-pound bag. It take four guys.
So what
to
if
load
it's
it.
Like 5 pounds over? What do you do? You got to take something out and throw it out?
Yeah. So well, so listen. So we get there. She goes, let me. She was banking on her fucking carry on not getting weight. So they hand it to her. They go, oh, it's over by double the amount. Mm-hmm. So now we have to take out half the shit.
What'd you have in there?
So shoes and books and fucking, like.
Uh-huh.
So the other ones are right on the fucking money. Because, like, I was holding them and getting on the scale and then, like, subtracting my weight and, like, all this shit.
What are you, fixing it, like, in the fucking delis in Jersey?
Well, it's $100. It's $100 a bag.
What, are you sticking a matchbook underneath there?
No, it's $150 a bag.
You're pulling a Chris
Maltesanti. So, dude, we could have walked out, like, we're down $500 from that.
Jesus.
So, shit, dude, now I'm fucking, so, I'm losing it. We have all the luggage open. And she's going, do I need this? Do I need... I'm like, you don't need this fucking book. You don't need this magazine. Well, I told you not to bring this to me. Now I'm fucking losing it. I am fucking...
Ripping out women's clothes.
Oh, dude, I got undies in my hair. It's fucking... It's... I'm fucking livid. I'm sweating.
Like those videos of the baggage handlers just throwing shit.
Yeah.
You're over there in
exactly.
The corner. In the middle of the turnstile.
Smashing it, trying to get it in and stuff. Did you ever see that guy who can't get the trash out of the trash bag or the trash can?
Oh, when he
fucking loses it.
He takes out the mailbox.
The mailbox starts fucking Louisville slugging it against the truck. So we...
Psycho.
So now we're fucking, it's a thing, and then I'm taking it back. She goes, no, 3 more kilos. I'm like, what the fuck's a kilo? I'm like, I can't pick up a shoe. I'm like, ah, it's 2 kilos. You know what I mean? I don't fucking know.
I can.
Should have called me.
Hey, you're getting ripped off.
How much for a kilo? Nah. No papi.
What are we, in a hotel in Miami? Huh? Come on, let's do business here.
What am I, an asshole? You think I'm paying that much for a kilo from Singapore? Nah.
It's been stepped on more than a marathon. Are you kidding me? Let's go. Get me a supervisor.
You show with glasses. Fucking big black glasses on. You got a poncho. So now I'm losing it. So now they go, okay, so now I'm like getting ready to put the stuff back in. And they go, oh, give us 2 minutes. We have to check the staff, the flight, the
see
the crew.
What they got.
We have to check the crew in, right?
Ugh.
They go, 2 minutes. I turn around. There is fucking 45 geishas. Dude, because that's what they wear. They wear like the kimono. Not the kimono. Like, yeah, the kimonos, right? That's what they're called?
I don't know.
Like the Asian one piece.
I don't think we're allowed to be talking about
like
this.
Like the robes.
All right, a robe. Okay.
Yeah, what? Why are you backing out on this?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
I have no
give
idea.
Me a wink. Nothing. You're not giving me nothing.
I support the Singapore people, and I think...
So do I, but that's... I'm just trying to...
Whatever the outfit is.
Yeah, like the floral robe. That's what
it's a kimono, okay.
Yeah, the kimono. That's all what right. The flight attendant... Why did you let me hang out to dry on that, you fucking dickhead?
I don't know, I had the opportunity.
Yeah, what the fuck?
It's a nice night.
You got nothing else going on? Watch you squirm a bit in public? Looking around, there's all Asian
your
people.
Little headphones on. Yeah. What? Me? What are you talking about?
So, so they, so now I turn on those 45 of them. I'm like, they got to check all these fucking people in. I'm still 2 kilos over this and that. And she goes, get it down to one. So, yeah, I'm losing it. I'm not even thinking about it. I'm like, I don't even, It's not even registering that my girlfriend's leaving. So, dude, then they...
You guys arguing at this point?
I'm upset. She knows I'm upset. Yeah. I'm furious. Because, dude, now I'm sitting there with... Now I got to carry all this shit out that she's not taking. So yeah. I'm like, I got books and fucking shoes.
Yeah,
and
that's the gig, though.
I'm like, I know, but I'm just like, I'm frustrated. I'm like, this is not how I foresaw it.
What usually goes from, like, you being completely mad about something and her just kind of playing along, like, okay, to, like, her snapping and then it going full nuclear? There could be a moment there, right? I've noticed that with couples. Like, that's kind of the way it goes.
She knows I get fucking high strung and then she'll play with it for a little bit.
Yeah, but if you push too much, but you know, then she freaks out. And when she freaks out, woo, it's a whole different ball game.
Yeah.
Look out.
Yeah.
Should have played it cool.
Well, what they're doing is I'm sitting there quiet, just going, you know, just like...
cursing to yourself?
Yeah, just what the fuck?
Yeah,
just,
real crazy.
Oh, yeah. Fucking...
I know that
fucking
guy.
Fucking quick moves and stuff. And this whole time, she's building an argument. She's going, he's going to say this, because she knows how I'm acting. So she knows I'm going to lash out at something, and she's already got, like, three rebuttals. So then I go, you fucking with the thing? And she's like, yeah, fucking blah, but you're an idiot, and you're an asshole, and you did this over there, and that over there. I'm like, ah, fuck, you're right.
Yeah, we're usually wrong.
But... So then I turn around. So then the fucking conveyor belt breaks. So now they have nowhere to put these 45 people's luggage. So they literally box me in against the wall. And I'm going, hey, buddy, can I get through here? Because we were against the wall, right? Like, they put us off to the side against the wall.
What the fuck are you doing down there?
I'm like, dude, it's like the Great Wall of Singapore. Luggage is built around me. I can't get out of there.
So next thing you know, you're on the plane.
Like, yeah, what the fuck? I'm loading the bags in. What the fuck? I got the earmuffs on. Ooh, back it up, big guy. Yeah, so I'm fucking... It's just like a whole thing, and then we finally get checked in. They let us slide a couple of kilos. Nice people. And then by that point, it was like, fuck, she's got to go, you know, like, you got to get through security. Friday night at JFK, the fucking security line is, you know, 600 people.
Wait, this was Friday night?
Yeah.
The fuck you leave it Friday night for?
What do you mean?
Saturday morning at like 4. Sneak in and out.
There's no 4 a.m. flights.
5?
What?
Whatever.
No, because then she loses a day. So then she gets back Sunday and doesn't have a day to fucking, and then she's got to go to work on Monday.
Huh.
So she gets back, she lands Saturday morning. Can fucking chill Saturday,
Sunday.
That's a tough
run. That's why it was crazy. Driving out to fucking JFK,
dude,
on a Friday night rush hour.
All to drop her off, drive home, and then I had to be back at JFK at fucking 7 o'clock in the morning.
What?
Yes.
Ooh, that's a modern couple for you, folks.
Oh, buddy. Zip-zapping all over the place. Fucking
with
jets.
With our hectic schedule.
With our hectic schedule, we spend $9,000 in transportation to JFK every year. Yeah, so it was a fucking...
What are you flying to Alabama from JFK? You go to LaGuardia. You get on a Delta flight. You're there in 10 minutes.
I took Delta. Did points, you? By the way. All on points.
Oh, and really? You got it like that? You got points?
I got points.
Oh, I know. I got something to tell you, too.
But, yeah, so then fucking can't go home. I can't bear to go into the fucking apartment because I'm like...
Why? Wait, did you get the drop-off? That's it?
Yeah,
you got the kilos in.
I cried. It was a whatever. Hey, you know, you go... Got in the car, and then by the time I started driving, I was good because I was, like, preoccupied. And then I'm like, I can't go back into that fucking apartment and start packing my stuff. So I parked the car.
Why are you packing? Oh, packing your...
I got to fly out in fucking a few hours.
Okay.
So I call my buddy Googe, who likes a cocktail and has a good shoulder to cry on. I said, hey, buddy, I need some tissues and a couple IPAs. He said, meet me at my place. Fucking we start going. We're like, we'll go here for one or two to watch the finals. Next thing you know, it's 3 a.m. I'm stumbling in. I'm fucking 2-3 hours asleep. Jump
not
up,
packed.
Throw some not packed. Wake up in the morning, throw some shit in the school. I'm only going down for fucking...
How you getting to the airport?
Uber.
It's fine.
Yeah, fucking got the Uber, fucking backseat.
There you go. We're
still drunk when I get on the plane. Good night. Bada bing, bada boom.
I saw the video.
Yeah.
You getting knocked out and drunk off.
Got down to Alabama. That was a fucking... No taxis in Ozark.
That's where you were, the Ozarks?
No, it's called Ozark. The town's... Huh. It was founded by people who founded the Ozarks or whatever. I don't fucking know. Tiny little guy.
It's their starter.
Dude.
Their startup.
Guess how big the venue was. Did I tell you this?
I saw a picture of it looking like an airplane hangar. It looked like a big fucking ballroom, like a USO dance or something.
Held 4,000 people. 30.
How many people were there?
122. Didn't hit my bonus.
Above 22.
They said I could have tweeted it more.
Guess the morning radio didn't work, huh?
Yeah. Let me tell you, the promoter had hard feelings.
But no, you weren't drawing them in. It was a private event.
No, yeah. No, it was fine. They knew. I mean, they just have it. That's just like...
Why the fuck did they rent such a big place? Make you a jerk off.
No, the city put it on. The city hired me.
The city?
The city of Ozark hired me to come down.
They got 120 people in the city?
There's like 15,000,
I think. Softball team, like, huh? That's not good.
No, fucking everybody plays.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was a bananas, crazy whirlwind. Fucking get down there, check in, bada bing, bada boom.
Well, it's a good thing, you know, like you said, that you were moving after all that.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking.
You didn't have to get back until what? You got back Sunday night?
Got back Sunday morning. I flew out of there 6:55 a.m.
You're back at the house Sunday morning, getting ready for work the next day. She's gone. Still smell her in the apartment.
Oh yeah.
Head on the pillow.
Can't sleep. It's Woo. Weird. It's just like there's like a dead. There's like it's an emptiness in that apartment.
It's hard feelings,
I mean?
Buddy.
Yeah, and I'm just like
it's fucking loneliness.
Yeah, but everything's, you know, I mean, not good, but. Well, I'm okay for the time being. I love her being. No, I'm good for the time being.
You want me to stay there for a couple of weeks?
Yeah, could you? You would do that for me? You're the best, pal. Yeah, so.
Listen, I don't know how much time we have, but I have something.
We have 30 minutes.
Okay, I have something I got to discuss. Well, I don't know if that's we have to go that far, but listen.
I got a bunch. Plus, we got listeners.
Oh, you got more? Well, the points thing made me think of it.
Okay.
Now, I thought I was all Johnny on the spot, thought I outsmarted them, okay?
Let me tell you, I don't care who it is. You didn't outsmart them.
Capital One and my bank.
Yeah. Here's oh, you thought deal. You had them?
Listen. All right. So let's say your credit card's maxed out.
Okay? Not let's say. We're living in a reality where both of our credit cards are maxed out.
Fair enough. All right. But, okay, let's say your credit card's maxed out. All right. That's due. Let's say
I can put myself there. Okay.
Let's say the cable bill's due.
Uh-huh.
Might be a couple months behind. All right. And let's say the power bill's due.
Oh, God.
At the end of the
Something's
month.
Something's getting shut off. Pick one. What do we need?
Well, so let's you know, I'm on a Singapore flight.
Yeah, this is white trash fucking monopoly.
Well,
I
thought I was being smart.
Okay.
All right. And I don't know if people out there do this. I thought I invented it for a second. This is what I did. I put 100 on the credit card.
Uh-huh.
And then use the credit card to pay the fucking cable bill.
How much was the cable bill?
It was like $70.
Okay.
But I knocked out two bills for the price of one in 1 month. And I got 30 left over. So I thought. Do you get what I'm saying? All I did was pay $100 to pay the credit card. So now the credit card has $100 credit on it. So I used the credit card to pay my cable bill.
I can't believe you don't understand this.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah,
it's a credit fucking
card.
Genius.
No, because now you still owe the credit card. You only
But I'm still buying. What do you mean? I'm still coming out ahead. I got to give them $25 next month. It cools, it ices them down for a little bit. It's still a good plan. Plus, I thought it would build my credit.
No.
But it didn't work out.
Yeah, no, dude, I don't even know where to start with this idiotic
plan. I cannot
plan.
Be the only one paying their bills with their credit cards.
No, you're not. But you... Listen, okay. So
but
you,
do you get how I saved money?
You didn't save money.
In the short term, I did.
What the fuck's happened? The bird just shit on me?
No, it's probably fucking... Whatever.
Got seeds in here. And a head full of seed. Couple more up front, will you?
Squirrels throwing acorns at us. I can't be the only one that does this.
No, not at all. That's part of it. Okay, but you all right? So listen, you have let's say you have $100 in your bank account, right?
Right.
You have $100 in your bank account, and you pay $100 on your credit card.
Yep.
Right. So now you have $0 in your bank account. Mm-hmm. You have $100 on your credit card.
Sure.
And you pay $70 to your Time Warner bill.
I just paid two bills with with the same $100 bill.
Yeah, but then you immediately put money back on the credit card. So it's not like you don't have
But next month...
But your spending power is the same. You have $100 spending power.
But next month I can just give them the minimum payment of $25 and it gives me a little leeway.
Yeah, of course.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but they're still juicing you in the fucking interest. They want you to do that.
Juice me? They fucking screwed me. This is what happened. So... I put the money on the credit card.
It was my mom's credit card.
Listen, it goes through.
Uh-huh.
I get the email. Payment is posted. I get the credit.
Kicker is, I was overdrafted.
Listen, I pay the fucking cable bill.
Yeah.
So now I got this fucking house of cards.
Yeah. You're all fucking right. Bernie Madoff of Astoria.
I thought it came out of my bank account immediately. So I look at my bank account on Monday, yesterday. I got $98 in there.
Wrong.
So all of a sudden today, I'm like, oh, sweet. How'd you Ponzi scheme yourself? I got 98 left.
You somehow fooled yourself into thinking you had more money.
Dude, I get an email today from my credit union, and they're like, fucking, hey.
Yeah, it was four bills.
No, so I'm like, wait a minute. You know, this is going on 5 days. You're just taking the money out now. I thought it was already taken out. And they're like, yeah, they put a stop payment on. I'm like, it's only $2 off. You couldn't have fucking covered
floated
me?
Floated me?
And they're like, no. So then I had a...
That's where the Navy for credit union won't float you.
So now here's...
Nothing on that? Navy floating? Come on, they got
you. I was too worried about you saying my bank's name. People could get after me, Kippy. Yeah. Hack in.
They don't have a computer.
Share the load, huh? Anyway, so now I'm thinking... that the Time Warner Cable thing is going to bounce, the fucking credit card is going to bounce, and then I got overdraft fees, or I got stop payment fees coming from fucking Navy Federal. But I didn't.
Thank God.
Oh, I was on the phone immediately.
Yeah, I've been there. It's tough.
Buddy, just selling the story. I didn't know.
You're Navy Federal? I've been taking Ambien. I don't know what's happening. Lady, I'm sorry. Who are you? Yeah, no, I've been
there. But it was kind of honest, but it's like, so then they tell me on the phone, they were like, the credit card company will post that the payment went through. They'll give you the credit.
Yeah.
But they might not have actually taken the money.
On good faith that the money's going to be there when they go together.
What the fuck? Good faith? What is this? What are we in? What is this? Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood?
Well, on good faith, you were the one that didn't have the good faith. They were like, hey,
if they would have took it out immediately, I would have.
The banks don't work like that. No, nothing happens in banks.
A couple of days, 5 days. What are they fucking driving it back and forth? What the fuck?
We got dots in here.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah, no, I know it's tough, man. It's they fuck you. That's why.
So it almost screwed me. So I had to put two calls in. I called Navy Federal, talked to them, got a couple of notes in the account. Huh? You ever get a note put on there?
I put a I got nothing but notes.
To whom it may concern.
I got a trapper keeper. You call. You call up TD.
Dude, I made both of them put notes in there that they were saying it's okay that if...
They were just doing the jerk-off motion. Yeah, I got your note, buddy. Yeah.
I got it in there to let them know that when they try to take the money out again, they're going to take the money out and not take the fucking... the stop payment out on me. Oh, and I got a fucking call in the Capital
typically
One
if you,
the same thing.
If you call, they'll waive the stop payments at least a couple a year.
Well, they told me one.
Yeah, but if you pressure it.
I've been down this road once or twice.
Yeah.
So this wouldn't be the first time they had to wave something.
Yeah.
A lot of waving going on over there.
It's like that. It's like a ship going out to sea. Just a bunch of people waving.
I'm on scholarship. That place. Yeah. So yeah, man. Thought I was getting myself ahead.
Not at all.
I don't want to fuck up my credit. I'm rebuilding my credit. I gave him that speech. Kid on the phone was like, hey, man, I'm in the same boat trying to rebuild my credit.
But I'm 18 and you're 42. You fat fucking idiot.
Is your parent or guardian there? Nah, it's just me.
Sir, in order to authorize these charges, you're going to have to speak to your guardian. Is there someone in the household that's not an idiot?
I burned my hand on the stove as I'm talking to him.
He's sticking a fork in his socket. Hold on, I'm back.
I apologize. I'm
very blacked out for a minute there.
Oh, man. Talk about hard feelings. It happened to me at work. I've been like fucking razzled for the past week over something else. But, you know what I mean? It all leaks into everything.
I know, man. It's tough. You got to try to keep a good low level base. That's why you don't get too fucked up.
I had a conversation with Crystal last night that, like, you know, this week I was stressed out about like making a decision on something. You know, I brought you in on that. You know what I mean? It was like a big thing that I had to decide what to do. But then I talked to so many people about it, and I talked to so many different people. Only like five, you know, my inner circle, getting everybody's different opinions of people I trust.
Sure.
But I've said this story so many times in front of her.
That she wants to fucking kill
you. No. She gave me her advice too. But at the end, she's like, dude, you fucking have asked everybody.
Yeah.
Stop
what are you
fucking
doing?
Talking about it and
just do it.
Pull the trigger.
Yeah.
And it's so crazy. I want to be overthinking like that, like making big things out of nothing. I want to start making decisions in fucking 2 seconds.
Yeah. Well, that's what, you know, the book Think and Grow Rich.
Of course,
yeah. So if you can't make a decision.
But I just feel like a loser that I'm like who, like you're a fucking fat character actor. No one gives a shit.
Yeah, no one
make
does.
Make a fucking decision.
Yeah.
I know.
Maybe it's the wrong decision. You've made worse wrong decisions. You have to realize that.
Yeah, a lot of them.
You've already made the worst decisions of your life are behind you.
I don't know if I go that far.
Wait till you see lunch.
Shake Shack brings over a cart.
You wave them back? Nah, nah, nah.
Not yet.
Not yet. Can't be just fucked up.
Yeah. So you got some...
I got a couple things, then we got some... I got a couple of smaller things, a couple of bigger things, checking in at the Dean. Oh, all right. So listen, I got a layover in fucking Atlanta, because that's a hub down there. So everything goes in and out of Atlanta. And I got a 30-minute flight, up and down 30 minutes, from Atlanta to Dothan, Alabama, right? That's where I'm going.
Why the fuck wouldn't they just fly?
What do you mean?
Like fly from, I could have swore somebody was stepping behind me.
No, there's shadows.
This place is haunted.
What do you mean? Fly
from
where?
Why wouldn't you just fly from Alabama to JFK? Why is there going to be a layover in Atlanta? And you know Atlanta Airport is one of the biggest hub for child abductions?
No, I didn't. Uh-oh. I don't have an alibi. Oh, God.
So what were you doing down there?
So, because nobody's flying from, what do you mean?
I don't know. I was just trying to act like I knew about flight.
Dude, the plane that I got on, they'd only hold like 40 people.
Ooh, did it have jet engines or propellers?
Engines.
Oh, well, you get on a propeller plane?
I would, yeah, at this point. I found out I got to have a couple in me to fly anymore.
Did you hear about that rapper that was on his private jet?
Yeah, you told me. Try to reenact this fucking conversation we had fucking 10 hours ago.
26,000 feet.
Yeah.
Fucking dove.
But, so I'm sitting there, I'm at Atlanta, I'm at the gate, we're waiting to board.
Atlanta's big, I've been to that airport.
Oh my God, yeah, that thing, there's a train in it.
I know.
I'm like, what the
fuck? I've taken the train.
Next stop. yeah, so I'm like, they got me in like Terminal J, because I'm on a 30-person plane, so they just push into the fucking...
Wow, yeah, you're up by the fence, it's fucking this guy.
Yeah, I'm not even in the... I'm not.
This thing's on regular gas.
I'm on one of those planes that lands in the water. Skinned in. Get me over here. So
you got sunglasses and a fedora on.
Smoking a big cigar. And a briefcase.
Silver briefcase.
Got my Bermudas on. So I'm sitting there. And it's not crowded. I mean, the terminal's fucking 30. There's only 30 people getting on the plane. Okay. If that. So I'm sitting there. And there's a big army base down there, by the way.
Atlanta.
No, in Alabama.
Yeah. Fort Dix or Fort Hood? Fort something? It's definitely Fort something.
Oh, good call. No, it's the helicopter and aviation thing. Ooh, for the nation or for like the world. Like people come from all over the world to study helicopters at this place.
You see any cool helicopters when you're down there?
Well, they have them like all like old school ones. It's just like as like props. Like, that's hey, sweet. Come to this institute, yeah, yeah, come yeah. to that institute.
I love a good Huey. You like a Huey?
Huh?
The Huey.
And the news? So I'm sitting down and a guy sits next to me at the terminal, right? And he's right next to me, and there's open seats. So I'm like, that's a little weird that he sat right here, but I'm in the sun, like right by the window, so I get he's, you know, catching some rays.
Okay.
And
I'm like, well, this is going.
So he sits down next to me, and then for a couple of minutes, we're not talking, or we don't even acknowledge each other. And then a girl comes, a woman, cute. Like, imagine like she would be like the CIA lady in like the Bourne movies or something. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like tall, good looking, but like she got a little weather to her and
Famke Janssen.
Who's that? I know who that is, but I can't picture.
I don't know. She was in X-Men. Scarlett
yes,
Johansson.
Yes, yes, yeah. Famke. Remember we saw her down in the village.
Yeah, remember I told her how much I loved her.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I was like, you're awesome. She turned around. She was like, thank you.
Oh, yeah. We saw her on Bleecker or Sullivan. Yeah. So imagine like
super
her.
Super talented.
Or like the girl from The Departed.
Which one?
The psychiatrist.
Okay. All right. You know I got mean? You. Yeah, like, yeah, just yeah, like, okay. Was she wearing a business suit like that?
No, but she had something like a shirt tucked into the jeans with like a jacket over top of it.
Oh, like an Emily Blunt.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know who Emily Blunt is?
No, I just said that.
You never
said Wait, ask me one more time, you fat fucking
you
idiot.
You never said El Sicario?
Yeah, like her.
There
but a little
you go.
Older, but a little older.
All right.
She was younger in that.
Sure. Been around the block, made some mistakes.
Yeah, but
I'm with you.
Fucking.
Yep.
So she sits down.
Probably got a Beretta.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah. They're all packing. They're all fucked. They're all...
Wait, what?
Yeah, so she sits down, because they're all military. You're like...
Wait, are you going crazy, or are you telling me an actual story?
I'm telling you an actual... She didn't have a gun on her.
How do you know that she had guns?
Because I heard the conversation.
Oh, okay.
Fucking let me get there. So they're all military.
If I find out you've been in your apartment all weekend, I'll be very upset. Yeah, Kippy never made it to Alabama. Fucking talking to John Nash over here.
So, I'm
you just run into the woods right now. I never see you again.
Do a barrel roll over the bushes.
All right, guys, it's been
blue team go.
Okay, Atlanta Airport, shady guy sitting next to you. All of a sudden,
they're military. They're all.
How do you know they're military?
Because everybody down there is fucking military.
Are they wearing a uniform?
No, but they got camo on. They just carry their military. You can just fucking tell.
Okay,
they're like in the civilian side of it, or they were, or they're retired, and they got into like the contracting aspect, and like they're fucking.
Ooh, it's like a John Grisham novel. The Pelican Head. Sorry, Kevin.
Ryan. Oh, buddy, that was the goods. Finally, you started pulling your weight this episode.
Foley with a deep shot to right field.
Saves himself. So we can make it around the bases. You're at second base. Two more burgers.
All right.
So she sits down next to me. She's like, hey, John, just getting back from Arizona or something like that. And he goes, like, they clearly know each other. She sits down next to me, and now I got my headphones in.
Are you in between the two of them?
I'm in between the two of them, just sitting. And I'm like, we're going to.
It's the beginning of a movie.
So they're going.
If you were attractive.
So
can we get Topher Grace to play you?
Yeah, can we get Frankie Muniz to come in? So I'm sitting there, and she starts talking about she was just at a farm at someone's house, and they set up like a fucking war games. And she's like, we had fucking RPGs, we had IEDs, AKs. They're playing some fucking something. I don't know what they're doing out in the woods.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Yeah. And he goes, oh, yeah. She's like, do you ever think about moving there? He's like, yeah, this is my second time in Arizona this week. She's like, do you ever think about just moving there? And he's like, nah, I like my property too much. I got the shoe, got the 50 cows, you got the range, you can do whatever. Like, they're just gun people. These are fucking military people. Like fucking.
Wait, he was saying that he likes where he lives because
he's got like 400 acres or 300.
He mentioned a 50 cal.
Oh yeah, they're guns. She was talking about IEDs and shit. So like they
what?
Were. Yeah, and they're just and I'm in the middle of them, and she's like leaning. I'm like,
yeah, I just played Alabama. Yeah,
no, I'm not even there. I'm on my way. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, obviously, I turned down the volume on my phone to fucking soak up this combo. Fucking, I'm in. I'm like looking at my phone, like, oh, this is a good one. You know what I mean? I'll reply to this text. Yeah,
bazookas. You lose it.
You got hand grenades. So,
what kind of gun are you had on you right now?
So. I'm like, all right, so this is going on. I'm talking like 6-7 minutes at this point. I'm in the middle. So finally, I'm like, oh, fuck this, man. So I just stand up. I'm like, this is too weird. So I stand up and I leave. They're talking about retirement and jobs and contracts and Bill, the new guy who took over the department and like all this stuff.
What department?
Wherever they work. I don't know. They're all like contractors or shit.
Jesus.
I don't fucking know. So
could have been CIA guys.
Nah, no. They're fucking down there as an army base. Fort Radnor or something like that. Begin with a Rucker. Fort Rucker.
Okay.
So I'm like, I'm going to get up. And then I get it, right?
No. You heard too much?
You heard too fucking cyanide.
Oh, man. He'd kill you with a piece of cake. This guy.
See, you're going to die from a piece of cake, too.
If I do, it was the government.
Yeah, government assistance, maybe.
That government cheese. Woo. I don't know what they put in that thing. Box me up.
Get all tight up, all bound up down there.
Ooh.
So I go to get up, and I get that it was weird, but I was there first. That guy sat next to me. She came and sat next
and
to
they,
him.
That's, okay,
then
listen,
they started talking.
I don't care if you are a super secret assassin. Who the fuck sits down with a guy in between you and starts having a conversation? What are you, a fucking jerk off?
That's what I'm thinking. So I go, you know what? Clearly they're not budging. I was here first. Yeah. I think I was even charging maybe. That's what it was.
Where's the fucking privilege?
So I go, all right. You know, I go, all right, fucking, I'll get up at this point where I'm about to board. Mm-hmm. They're about to call zone one. No big deal. Zone one. Kippy, zone one.
You get on the plane first.
Yeah.
They're throwing down rose petals.
So I get up and we're like three or four seats in. So I get up and I walk. I'm up for like 3 seconds and I could still almost touch them. That's how close they are to me. But like now I'm behind them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I got up and I went around the row of seats we were in, and now I'm behind
him. I got
you. And she leans to me. She's like, I thought he was with you. And he's going, nah, I don't know him. And she's like, oh, my God, how weird. And I'm like, I'm fucking standing there like, you fucking pricks, I can hear you. And first of all, I was there fucking first. You fucking come in here, treat me like I'm some fucking asshole. I was sitting there the whole time. I was fucking here before either any of you got here. He sat down next to me, and then she sat down. And then, like, they're sitting there making fun of me like I'm the fucking schmuck. I was so fucking mad, dude. I was so fucking heated. I was fucking.
Well, this is how I.
Did you ever hear somebody talking shit to you, and when you're fucking looking at them?
Yeah.
And they were just talking about all the guns they have. Can't do shit.
This is what I took away from it: is you feel good. She thought you looked like one of these guys.
Maybe.
That's pretty good. If I was sitting there, she'd be like, "Who's this moron? This guy clearly."
They're putting a cargo plane on this plane.
This guy clearly isn't in the company.
Yeah, no, right. Not at all. Yeah, so that was that, and I was just like, "Well, what the fuck?" You know what I mean? Just gonna sit there and talk shit? Like I'm not even fucking.
I assume you didn't say anything.
No, I got on the plane and kept my mouth shut.
Told security these guys might be packing.
Yeah.
Get them kicked off the plane. What the fuck? That's good hearts. First of all, I was gripped in that story.
It was wacky, dude.
That's the beginning of a movie.
Yeah.
Shady terminal.
She
Atlanta
was good
airport.
Looking. Yeah, it was like she was like one of those characters. Like
I picture him like a George Clooney kind of guy, maybe with like a mustache, like a Sam Elliott.
But not. He was more country, more like guy. Not. He had no flash to him, no prettiness to
like
him.
Like Josh Brolin.
Yeah, he's still pretty though.
Sam Elliott.
Who's Sam Elliott?
The older guy with the big handlebar mustache from a Big Lebowski.
Yeah, but like younger, I guess.
Yeah, he was younger. Roadhouse.
He was like 90 in Roadhouse.
No, he wasn't. He was a young guy. Just had gray hair.
Well, nah, this guy was like more fucking.
He still
more
made
like
a move
cop,
on Swayze's girl.
Cop country type thing, though. Whatever.
All right.
But yeah, that was you. That. So it was that was fucking bananas. And then I got one quick message here.
We got something. We got a little.
We got two. So this is just a quickie in regards to planes. It's like I've got some hard feelings. I've been saving to email or message you.
Who's it from?
Nikki.
Nikki?
Yeah.
Thank you, Nikki. God, you transitioned to that fast.
Well, we're running out of time here.
Grudge of the week. We're all out of time in the world. You set up the grudge of the week.
Grudge of the week.
Folks, it's the grudge of the week.
Well, this is just a little tidbit. This isn't the grudge of the week. This is the tip of the week. This is a little appetizer.
All right.
This is a little,
spit it out.
This is a palate cleanser, a little sorbet or
amuse
sherbet.
Bouge is what you're looking for.
He was on a flight, and the guy asked him to move from an aisle seat. He was at the front of the plane in an aisle seat, mm-hmm. and the guy asked him to switch with the middle seat in the back so he could sit next to his girlfriend. He's like, not even his wife, his fucking girlfriend. This guy wants me to switch a fucking front row aisle seat to a middle back seat.
Let me ask you a question, because I don't fly that much.
He said, sorry, buddy, keep it moving.
I was going to ask you, are the prices different for those kind of things? Like a shitty aisle seat in the back or a nice cushy seat up front?
It depends what kind of class. I mean, there's like Delta Comfort, that those are like a step below. They're just more leg room.
Told him to beat it, huh?
Yeah, of course.
Does this guy assume this guy flies a lot, Nikki?
I don't know. I don't know.
What
but
would
even
you have done?
No, absolutely not.
But then you got to sit next to the girlfriend, knowing she hates you the whole time.
Oh, I don't care.
Yeah, that would bum me out.
Well, like, I just flew with my girlfriend to Colombia, and we didn't have seats right next to each other at first, and we were like, okay, well, what we'll do is, I have an aisle seat. Someone's most likely going to take that. So, like, I'll offer that up. You're like, hey, do you mind switching? If you're in the middle, you can take the aisle.
Oh, if your girlfriend's in the shittier seat.
Yeah, you concede something to be able to sit next to the person.
Sure, I gotcha.
You don't get the good row, the good seats, the good aisle, and sit next to the person.
All right, that makes sense.
You know what I mean? You got to give up. You got to have a bargaining chip. Like, oh, here's this.
Yeah, good for you, Nick. Told him to fucking beat it.
Take a hike. I did it one time from Frankfurt to JFK. Fucking 8-hour flight. So this guy wanted me in the middle seat. I was an aisle. I'm an aisle guy. I pee a bunch. I got to get up. I got to stretch the, you know.
Wait, you can request an aisle?
Yeah, you pick your seat.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I thought they just gave you one.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was random. I didn't know
no,
that.
No, you pick your seats. Uh-oh. I pick an aisle every time.
Is that more money?
No.
Well, why would everybody pick the aisle?
Because some people book earlier, and then you only get to pick from what's left.
Oh, okay.
And sometimes it's assigned to you if you pick, like, the basic economy.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but that's, like, you don't get it. You have, like, no rights. You're, like, you're nothing. You don't get... Because I have a Sky Miles number, so I get to fly.
All right, stop showing off.
I'm not, but I'm saying I get to board first.
Okay.
But if I buy a basic economy ticket, that's null and void. I got to wait until everybody else gets on the plane and they put me wherever the fuck they want to. It's fucking lawless. They don't give you a ticket. It's nothing. You're just like standing there, can I get on this one? Now I can do the next one. It's fucking brutal. But, all right, so that was that. But there was this Orthodox guy who couldn't sit next to a woman.
Oh, you told me this, I think.
Yeah, and they were like, can you switch with him? And I'm like, Absolutely fucking not. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, this plane goes down, he gets to go to heaven, but while it's still in the air, I'm going to be enjoying my aisle seat. You know what I mean?
Another ginger ale over here, yeah, please. A
couple more IPAs and 34D, you know what I mean?
You get beers on the plane?
Yeah, I got to get drunk on the plane.
Oh, it must be fun sitting next to you.
Oh, I'm a good time.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
I'm playing Texas Hold'em on the thing with other people on the plane.
No, you're not.
Yeah. Took 14D for everything he had. Sucker.
Thanks for the short house.
Slow rolled him. All right, I got to get into this.
That was pretty good. Good for you, Nick. Thank you for writing in, man.
All right, this is another aviation-related one.
All right, we got a couple of themes going here.
This is...
airplanes and guns.
No name, we'll call
new
it...
New format.
We'll use the username, Infinite Shift.
Okay.
I work at an air traffic control facility.
Holy shit.
My job is to administer...
Really?
...the air traffic training program. My job takes about a year to learn and a few years to get good at it. Basically, I manage several intricate databases that document their training while adhering to the federal order that dictates air traffic
training.
Holy
shit, we got smart fucking listeners. That's awesome.
Yeah. I was to have a full hysterectomy, a major surgery. This took a dark turn.
Okay.
A major surgery, and because my boss is so afraid I will quit, he refused my request to hire another person behind me. Like, she knew she was going to have this procedure done, said, hey, let's hire somebody when I'm out, because she's going to be out for a long time.
Okay.
And he said, no.
Why wouldn't he want to do that?
Because he's afraid she's going to quit, and he's going to lose her as the employee. Good employee. He doesn't want to lose her.
Yeah, so he's just like avoiding good people for those jobs is pretty tough.
Of course, yeah.
It's hardcore.
When he finally did agree to hire somebody, he threatened me up until the Friday before she started to not hire her.
Wait, what the fuck? What's this guy, a fucking asshole? She's got to get a hysterectomy.
Obviously, that's what this is all about, this guy being a fucking jerk off.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What a piece of shit.
I said, do whatever you want. Yeah, you will anyway.
That's not on her.
If
he doesn't hire this lady, this woman still gets to take her leave to get medical treatment, right?
Of course. Yeah.
What a fucking dick.
It's just this guy being a fucking asshole. Meanwhile,
you think jobs like that, you know, like people doing that kind of job, that they'd be good to each other?
No, everybody's shitty everywhere, man. There's shitheads everywhere, regardless if it's government or a high... You know, what you think is a big job or something, they're fucking assholes. All right. Meanwhile, I've already ordered a computer for her, et cetera, getting her all set up. Fast forward to Monday, she starts, no computer. They fucked around for 5.5 weeks before they got her one while she was supposed to be training. Like, there was, like,
she had
months overlaps to train her. She said it takes 2 months
All right.
Or, you know, a specific amount of time for her to learn how to do the job.
And this woman's got the surgery weighing over her fucking head.
They fucked around for 5.5 weeks before they got her one. I decided, F this, and scheduled my surgery anyway. Good for you. When I informed my boss about my surgery, 2 months off of work, he says, what am I going to do? I frankly said, I don't care. You've let the trainee sit here for 5 weeks without a computer. You refuse to escalate the situation or get involved in it at all. That attitude is catching on. When you don't care, why should I? Then walked out of his office. Good for you.
Yeah, fuck him.
I'm off work 1 week post-surgery, and the guy has texted me 3 times asking when I'll be back. I told him, as I told you before, I'll see you in 2 months. What an ass. I wish I could see the look on his face when I return and then promptly give him my 2 weeks' notice.
Yeah, boom. Good for you.
God bless you.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's riding off into the sunset.
Woo!
I wish I had better advice for you, but you fucking, obviously, you fucking stone cold fucking ice this dude. God bless you. You should be on the podcast giving out advice. That was fucking
perfect. I could
maybe
recommend knocking everything off his desk as you leave.
Kicking over his plant or
something. What do you mean? Fucking, she should, I mean, not if she wants to, but she should report that guy. What a fucking asshole.
Yeah, it's a lot.
How do you do that to somebody, fucking...
Dude, people are fucking dickheads all over the place, man.
Well, she is fucking
people
stone
are
cold.
Assholes.
That's a badass right there.
I know. God, fucking good for her. That was fucking...
And I hope you're feeling better from the surgery.
Yeah. Send a follow-up.
Good person. I like that. That's a good one. Those are two good ones, Kippy.
Yeah.
The grudges of the week.
All right, we're right at 58 minutes. You want to wrap it, or I got one more thing if you want to do it, or if not, we can save it.
Go ahead.
Yeah? All right. This is the...
I get the feeling you really don't want to do that.
Yeah, I mean... whatever.
It's too weird now.
I know, I gotta do it. All right.
Woo!
All right, so this happened. I'm going to air them out. This happened at a place called Buddha Bar up by us. It's where we went to take peas and stuff when we were filming that thing. I don't know. Whatever. It's a bar in the Heights.
Oh, right by the hardware store.
Yeah, right next to the hardware store.
What are you doing hanging out over there?
What do you mean?
All right.
We're getting drinks. Or we went in. It was yesterday. No, it was Sunday. I went in with Googe. We're just going to hang. I was going to have some beers, get some dinner.
Just a puff piece, a restaurant piece.
Puff
we got international intrigue going on. No, here.
This
we
is
got
a
air
one.
Traffic controllers.
This is. I want. I mean.
This better be a hit.
This was. Yeah. You said.
I don't want to hear your fucking guacamole wasn't any good.
Uh oh. All right.
I clearly said burrito.
So we get there, right? Those three. There's a couple people at the bar. It's a big place. A couple people at the bar. Three tables.
Gotcha.
Three total tables. So I got to preface this, but we're sitting up on like a little. Elevated area.
You okay.
Imagine like what a VIP section would look like a little bit.
Sure.
You know what I mean, it's just like, and there's like three tables up there. It's like two steps up. All right. So we're sitting there by the window. We sit down. Takes 10 minutes for anybody to come over us. Three tables. Finally, a guy.
Who's they? Who's it? You and Googe?
It's me and Googe.
Okay.
Finally, a guy walks over and he goes. He goes, "Hey, listen, I got to get out of here." That's how he prefaces it. I got to get out of here. But I'll place your drink order. You know, I'll get you going on the drinks. And he had already
just said, "Fucking beat it." I'll walk up to the bar.
He had already had the menus. So, and we already knew what we wanted. So we go, okay, I'm going to have this. He's going to have that. The drinks. And then.
Why don't you just go to the bar if it was empty? I'm just asking you.
Because we sat down. We were sitting at a table. There wasn't enough, like, room at the bar to sit at the, you know,
okay.
Like, comfortably.
Okay, it's even worse. You got a wall there. You're never going to get the bartender's attention.
Yeah, exactly. So it was like, we're just going to sit at this fucking table and it's empty. You know what I mean? Like, you can get served. And fucking, we're sitting here. We were going to spend like 2 hours there just hanging out, talking,
so
watching the games and shit. So he goes, I got to go. We place the drink order. And then Googe, smart move, kind of just tells him the food order as well because it was already done. We didn't need more time. We didn't have to come back. He had the pad and the pen out to write the drinks down. And it was a simple thing. He's like,
I'll get it all one shot.
I'm going to do the He's like, I'll take water and the pork sliders and an order of curly fries. That was literally the order. So
name dropping here.
He goes.
I see.
He goes.
Curly fries.
The guy goes. Well, I guess I could do the food now too. And it got to the point where like it was weird, and me and him were like, also at the time like in no rush, we were like, it's fine. And he's like,
I don't know. You got that kind of participation. I wouldn't trust him with the food.
So then we were like, yeah, all right. And he's like, yeah, we're like, yeah, it's fine. We're in no rush. We're chilling. And I was like, all right, this guy's got to get out of here. That's fine. Whatever. Like, he's, I don't know.
So forget the food. We'll order it later.
We'll order it later.
Okay.
Right? Drinks come, hanging out, drinking. Another 10 minutes goes by.
Uh-huh.
Then the same guy comes back. I don't know what he's doing. I'll just take your food order. And we're like, all right, well, it's the same fucking order we just tried to place
10 minutes ago. And we thought you had to leave.
Yeah. So you're fucking still sitting here. So he takes the order and leaves. And then as he's dropping, he drops part of the food, right? And I know he has to come back with just the fries. And I go, hey, can I get one more beer? He goes, yeah, for sure. Comes back, drops the fries. I'm thinking he's going to come back with beer. Never comes back with the beer. So now I got half of my meal down, and I'm out of beer. Kippy no like. You know what I mean? Kippy needs a little lube to get down the Pelican brief.
You like to sip and bite.
Oh, I'm a bite and sip all day,
me
boy.
Me too.
All day.
You know who else is a big biter and a sipper? My old man.
Oh,
loves a good bite.
I mean, it runs
sip.
In the family. My dad with a soft press.
A little bit of milk on the glass and the tip.
Milk?
Ooh, yeah, if you're having milk.
Oh, with dinner?
Yeah.
Oh, God, you're gross. But
we like milk with dinner.
Milk, with an I.
Whatever.
The Foley drink milk.
All right.
So
get back to your loose cannon fucking waiter.
So I'm tight already. So
you got a water in front of you at least?
No.
What?
I'm out of water. I got
oh
nothing.
My God, I have to stop
it's like
eating.
The, it's like the guy. I did. It's like the goddamn Sahara down here. So then I got half a fucking margarita pie staring at me. No beer. No water. And first of all, they serve the margarita pie in a bowl. In like a bowl dish. So everything, all the cheese and shit runs down to the middle. So I got nothing by the crust.
What is this, a pizza?
Yeah. I got a pizza.
You got a pizza?
Yeah.
In a bowl.
Well, I mean, I didn't ask for it in a bowl. They brought it to me.
I'm picturing this as a Spanish joint.
No, it's just like an
oh, the whole time I thought you were at a
burrito
place or something.
No, it's like a proper bar. It's like a beer bar.
Okay.
They have like 50 beers. It's like a, you know, whatever. It's a proper bar.
I apologize.
So, Yeah, no, this is a white dude that's being a fucking asshole to
us. Okay.
So
I wasn't judging on.
No, I know. I'm just clarifying. So he. So now I got nothing, and I'm fucking parched. I'm coughing out fucking flour from the crust. I'm dying over here, folks. I need something.
Doing a shot of sour cream.
Give me some. Woo, wiping my head off. So I go, I'm talking to Googe. I go, this is fucking crazy. This guy's already been nuts. I don't know. Well, he said he had to leave. It's an hour. We're an hour in. This guy's still fucking here. So much so that he couldn't take our fucking order. That's how quick he had to go. But now he's still here. So I'm like, what the fuck? So I go, is it crazy?
Probably in cahoots with the guys from Atlanta.
Yeah. So I go, is it crazy if I get up and ask for a beer? Like go walk over and say, hey, can I get my beer? And he's like, man.
Wait, you already asked for the beer, but yeah, it never came.
Never brought it.
The beer that never came.
Yeah. So
the
I go.
Kevin Ryan story.
The girl that never came. The Kevin Ryan story.
The girl that never came.
So I go, you know what? Gooch is like, hey, man, who gives a fuck? Like, do you want the beer? Like, go, you know what I mean? Like. Don't limit, don't lower what you want. Like, assert yourself. Like,
because of social pressure.
Yeah, like, go. If you want a beer with your food and you don't want your food to get cold, walk over. And I was like, fucking damn, because I did a lot of that in Alabama. So I was like, you know what? That's what we were talking about. I was really assertive in Alabama with, like, things for me and stuff like that. So I was like, you know what? So I walked over. I was like, hey, man, can I get my beer? He's like,
I got to go.
And he's just like, later. Can flips a table. So I'm like, all right. So so I walk back. I go, okay, cool. He comes up, drops it, doesn't say thank you, or doesn't say, like, hey, my bad. Doesn't, like, now they're pissed that I think that really fucking pissed them off that I did that. I don't know why. I wanted to get your opinion. Is
how
that like a dickhead
been?
Move?
Seven. How long had it been from the time you
it was long enough that him and the other waiter were just fucking sitting down at the bar.
All right. So,
like, there's no, he's
he
not running around.
He obviously forgot.
Of
it
course.
Was what? From the time he asked you, you asked him for the beer.
At least 7 minutes.
7 minutes?
Yeah.
You fucking prick. Well, he can't wait. No, I'm kidding.
There's no one in there. Hey, dude, he wasn't running around working. They were sitting at the bar talking.
All right.
He was literally in a seat.
So he clearly forgot.
He forgot.
Yeah. So
and
he
should have
said,
there.
Hey, sorry about that.
If he was running around, I'd be like, I get it, man. You're busy. I'm not, you know.
Well, if he just would have said, hey, I'm sorry.
If he would have said, that's what I said to Gooch. I said,
no,
if he would have said.
Thing. 7 minutes, all right.
If he would have said, hey, I'm sorry. There's fucking three tables.
All right.
If he would have said, hey, I'm sorry. Sorry about that. I would have been like, dude, no worries. I get it. It's fine. But nothing. Just
he's got
puts,
a tube. Drops it off.
Drops it and fucking turns around and walks away. So I go, what the fuck? So now we're like, fuck this guy. Then they never come to get the... They never come to fucking clear the table. The plates sit on the table for 20 minutes. Empty. There's now one other table in the fucking place.
Is everybody watching the game?
They're just fucking sitting on the complete other end of the bar.
How's the service with the other tables?
I don't know. I mean, I wasn't checking, but I mean, like, they were, I guess, getting their food and stuff. They were earlier in the ordering process.
All right.
So the fucking they sit for 20 minutes on the table, and I was like, I even looked at them like they've been sitting here for 20 minutes. This is crazy. So then one guy goes to like check, put his head outside, like right by us, and now he's down below, like on like the you know I said we were raised up. Mm-hmm. He's down below. So Googe goes, hey, can I get another water? And I'm like, yeah, can I get another beer when you get a chance? So, like, we've had to actively ask them for everything.
All right.
And I go, he goes, yeah, and then stands up on the ledge and leans over the railing, and then, like, we're, like, passing them the plates. Like, you know, we're like, that's a little weird, but I guess you were over there.
What do you want, fucking five-star service in the Heights? Come on.
Buddy, what are you talking about? This is, these guys are fucking going out of their way to fucking make this hard. They got fucking two tables. Gets crazier. So,
this isn't like the tamale lady stabbing me in the heart.
Yeah. So we, so finally fucking, so then he comes back and he pours the water. He still doesn't come up. He comes around, he stands on the fucking thing, and he's got my beer in the water. And before he comes up to us, two girls from the bar are leaving, and he puts the beers down.
Wait, right in front of you, like out of your reach?
Out of our reach, at a table across to give them hugs. Oh my God, bye so much. Oh my God, so
good. Fuck this fucking
right?
prick.
Right? Right?
Fuck that.
So we go, what the fuck?
I don't want to sound like a fucking prissy white dude, but that's fucking bullshit.
Nah, dude, it's fuck yeah. Like, customers, I'm, you know what I mean? Like, come on, man.
What a fuck. Like, that's just a fucking.
If you don't
want to
be here, that's fine, but like, you know what I mean? Like, you're here. This is your job. I didn't fuck, you know.
That's a fucking.
I'm not making you come here
move.
On a
I'm
fucking Sunday.
I'm fucking bringing crayons to the kids, fucking doing bits on them.
Yeah.
This is bullshit.
Gets worse.
But he's some prick that works at some shit bar in the Heights.
Yeah, I know.
There
yeah,
you
yeah.
go.
So. I
gets worse?
Yeah. This is like another 9 layers of this
chicks
thing.
Leaving, call you losers.
Later, Baldy.
Heard you got a small dick. What the fuck?
Small dick, small dick.
Who you been talking to?
There's a small dick fee on the bill.
What?
Three small dick fee. That's a line item. $3.99 small pee-pee. Sorry, it's a new tax. De Blasio.
You just look like it, so I'm just going to...
Just assume.
I have to card you otherwise.
Unless you want to pull it out. Nah, I'll pay it. I'll pay it. I'm charging you for it unless I see it. Nah, we're good. We're good. Pay for two of them.
Okay.
So... Then, so we finished the beer, we're chilling.
Gives you the beer, gives you the water.
Gives
say
the beer,
nothing,
gives the water.
Say anything?
No.
Say,
no, like.
Icing you.
Icing
us. So it's a thing now.
It's a thing.
Now you guys are fighting.
Yeah, now there's the passive aggressiveness is insane.
You see, I've been in situations like that where I'm mad at the tables, but that's only when they do fucking shit.
We couldn't have been more polite the whole time.
I'm always nice off the jump.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm going to give you everybody the benefit of the doubt. Yeah. Even if you're like, hey, can we order real quick? Dude, the other day I had these guys, they wanted a bottle of beer that they didn't want to pay. They just wanted to use the bottle of beer to take a picture of a picture with their friend. They were like, he's like, give me the cheapest bottle of beer you have. And I'm like, it's fucking, you know,
$7 or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's like, well, you pick. It doesn't matter. And then, like, he put something in, it turns out it's in a can. He's like, no, we need a bottle. So I got to take that off the check. I'm like, what the fuck's the deal here?
Yeah.
He's like, we just need an empty bottle to take a picture with the guy. I'm like, you had me fucking running back and forth
for an Instagram
and I'm still being cool. Yeah. Like, to the point you feel like what am I, a fucking schmuck?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I have done nothing against this guy, and he's fucking treating me like I'm the biggest fucking asshole in the world.
I would have definitely said something and fucking split.
So...
But it's not like, who are you going to talk to? Some manager? He's probably coked up in the office.
So I go. So now we finish the beer, and now he's talking to another girl at the bar, like right by us. Kind of
good-looking
like,
dude?
No, not really. I think he was gay. So he's talking to this girl, and his back's to us. So Googe goes, and then we're just like, there's...
Are you guys ready to split? Is that
what's
going on?
We're looking for the bill. So Googe goes, hey, man, can I get the... Because he's... icing us like this now another 10-15 minutes goes by. He doesn't come over. Do you need anything? Is everything, you know what I mean? There's none they never asked us one thing once, not once. So
you shouldn't have put yourself through that. You guys should have left.
Well, whatever. I mean, we're relaxing, we're just fucking chilling. What the fuck, you know? So we asked, so like Gooch's like, hey man, can I get the check? And he turns and looks and then goes back to talking to the girl, and then Gooch goes, the check. Even louder, so he definitely heard it the second time because he looked at us the first time.
Goods has probably a pretty short fuse.
Oh,
for
he
something.
Is fucking short if he wants to be. He's fucking, he can tighten up like to the point where you're like, did I fucking betray your family? Like, he can fucking get tight. So I go,
the music stops.
So I go, so she looks, and then he goes, then she hits him. She's got to hit him to be like, they want the check. So he comes back, leans the check over again like that. Thanks, guys. So I go, you know what? We're fucking. I've never done this. So I go, I'm icing
zip,
him on the tip.
Zip.
So we both in our hearts couldn't do it. I've never fucking iced somebody like that. So I go, we're giving 10%. So we each gave him $2.50 or something on top of the bill. The bill was $46.
I get fucking 10% all the time, and I fucking kiss everybody's ass.
I have a buddy. I don't. You know.
Fucking bullshit.
Invite me over. I'll give you 20.
Yeah. Right. You'd be waiting.
20 noogies.
Dip out on the check. You know I can't catch you.
Yeah, try to catch me, fatso. So I. So then we go, you know what? We hand on the bill. It was $46. We go, here, split it. 23 on each card. Comes back, brings the fucking two bills, 23, 23. We each tip him like $2.50 or $3 or something like that. He gets the fucking, and then we fucking walk out. Yesterday, I get a text from a screenshot from Googe.
What?
He charged Googe $47. I don't know how he, because Googe's receipt was 23. The receipt Googe signed was 23.
You sure it wasn't just two copies of Googe's 20 and 20?
Yeah. Because
like
I got charged.
Oh, you did?
I got charged mine. Because then I immediately pulled out my bank and I checked. I got charged my half. So he did something where we went back and fucking double
dipped. And tip?
I don't know. No, because it came out in one charge. The tip typically comes out in two charges or so.
What a fucking
So I don't know if he went back and canceled it and re-ran. I don't know what he did. So
what did Googe do?
Googe goes, I'm like, you should call. He goes, call? I can't stab somebody over the phone. I was like, oh, God.
Did he go down there?
Yeah, he went in there and said fucking, and luckily he kept the receipt. So he goes, yo, fucking, I don't know. I never keep the receipt. I crumble it up all the time.
I keep it for a day.
Never. So he goes, boom. And he's like, yeah, they fucking refunded me. I said, what'd you do? He goes, I walked in and stabbed the first person I saw. Let him know I wasn't fucking around. So, yeah.
What a fucking piece of
shit. How crazy is that?
He's not playing by the rules.
That guy's off the
heel. You can be a dick if you're just going to add fucking 40%.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. 40%?
Whatever.
120%.
All right, take it easy, nerd.
Yeah, whatever.
This is why you're getting shorted.
Yeah. But whatever. So that was woo! I think, the worst restaurant experience I've ever had.
I don't know about anybody out there. This has been a kippy-heavy episode, and I have been enthralled, my friend. I'm fucking round of applause.
Yeah, thank you.
That was
thank
some
you.
Good stuff.
Thank you. Thank you.
Woo!
Thank
you. Living the life.
Buddy, I'm out there.
The seat.
I'm taking chances.
Losses, travel.
Rattlesnakes in the street. Fucking cows outside my window. Buddy, I've been all over the place.
There's no reason to bring me into it. guys, hard feelings.
Wait, what are you doing?
What?
I'm hosting this episode. Guys. Hard feeling. Guys, thanks a lot for tuning in. Make sure you check us out.
Two City Tour.
Yeah. Buddy, I'm not there yet.
All right.
The Two City Tour. If you live in Central, South Jersey, Philly, Delaware area, you can check us out at the Atlantic City Comedy Club that's in the Tropicana at the Quarter. We've been tweeting. We'll tweet the link and stuff like that. If you can go to ACComedyClub.com, I'm sure.
Promo code Two City Tour
for
a discount.
Promo code Two City Tour for, I think, like half price or $10 off a ticket or something like that. It's good.
That's Thursday the 21st.
And then the next day, we pack up the fucking Volkswagen.
After a nice night at the Tropicana, me and Kippy sharing a room.
There's a bar that has 40s there. We should go get all banged up.
Yeah. We're gonna.
So, fuck, hold on. I just pulled the headphones out and I can't hear anything. So, So check out that. Get your tickets. And then Philly Comedy Club the next Friday night. There's a 7 and 9 o'clock show. Use promo code 2CityTour.
Yeah, this is all next weekend, you know. We hit the road together Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday. Thursday we're on the road. So fucking check that out. As well as go on iTunes, rate and review. Share this fucking podcast,
and we'll be
baby.
Doing a lot of gramming on the ride down there. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, a lot of
Hank's grams. Got some stories.
Yeah, story time with Uncle Hank. That should be a series you do. Story time with Uncle Hank.
On my Instagram stories?
No.
All right.
On your Facebook story. All right. Guys, you've been fucking awesome. Thanks so much. I hope you like this. This episode was a little different, but I hope you appreciate it. I hope you like it. We've each had crazy weeks, and this is the only time it could have fucking happened.
Got to meet in the park in the middle of the night.
Yeah, like we're passing briefcases or something. We got thoughts in here.
Guys, we love you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, everybody.
See you at the shows.
Peace. Yeah.